He had a poor person in his neighborhood. Every day, Marukva used to privately put $400 in his threshold there, in his doorpost. In other words, the owner never saw Mazutrim. Mazutrim used to deposit every day $400 in his threshold. Is Yoyme Echod, one day Yoma, the Oni, the poor person said, Ezel Ichseman Kovet B, Hu Tibusa, let me go see who's giving me this money. Hu Yoyme happened one day, Nogilele Mazutra, Lubei Medrosha. Mazutra came home late from the Beis Medrash, she stood a little bit late. As Yasi the Beisu Badei, so his wife Masha went to go get him, and they're walking home together. And on the way home, he always used to deposit the money. So Kivon the Chazir the Komatzil Leledosha. As soon as the Yoni saw that day he was waiting to see who puts the money there. So the Yoni, as soon as he saw somebody going near his threshold of the door, Nafik Basrayim, he ran out to see who they are. So when Ramazut Marukva saw the Yoni coming outside, Royit Mikameh, he ran away from him. And Ayalu Atuna, he had a hide in an oven. Tevi Grufa Nura, that they just took out the coals. Kids, so the oven was pretty hot. He had no other place to hide. We'll soon see why he did this. Heavy called McLean Karya the Marukva. Marukva's foot started to burn. He had to jump into a nice hot oven. True, there was no coals there anymore, but it's still pretty hot. His foot was started to burn. His Omrulais, his wife said to him, Omrul de Besua, Shokul Karecho Isva Karoi. My feet are not burning. If your feet are hot, put them on top of my feet. Kids, Mashmet, she had bigger chusim than he did. So her tzitkis was greater because her schus, he was saved. So Chol Shadaiti felt very bad, Marukva. So his wife was greater than him. Ormula, she said like this, Ano shechichne begavoy de beisa. Me, the lady, I'm at home. And when I give stock, when I give the poor people money, what do I give? I give them food. Or mekarva niyosa. It's much easier, they enjoy it faster. Now, as you, a man, what do? You give $400 to him every single day. With that money, what can he do with it? He can't eat it. He has to go out and buy the food. But when Aniyim come to me, I give them food ready to eat. Mashma, that's the biggest chus. The closer the money is, the closer the thing is for them to enjoy, that's the biggest chus. Why was so great? Hakam Rukta had to run and hide himself and put himself even into a hot oven. The Yama Mazlucha Batuv Yamarav, Yamrilo Omarav Huna Bar Bizno Omarav Shimin Chasida. The Yamrilo Sam says Omarav Yechonim Shimin Shimin Ben Yechoi. Noyach Lel Yod was better for a person. She Yim Sir Atzma Techkiv Shanesh. You should put yourself into a hot oven. The Yal Yalbin Penechaver Barabim. And you should not embarrass your friend Barabim. It's like here Marukva did not want to embarrass this Oni, this poor person that he's always giving him the money. That's why he ran away and even hid himself in an oven. Not to embarrass that Oni. Minolan, how do we know this? Mitoma from Toma, the Siddur Pasuk says, Himutzah, she was taken out, she was going to let herself be killed, and not to tell, not to embarrass Yehuda. Fight the Marukva, Heve Aniya Bishavus, he used to have also an Oni, a poor person in his neighborhood. Teve Rogel, Ishdurile, Arba, Meye, Zuzi, Komal, Yom, Dekapurai. Every Erev Yom Kippi would send him $400. Yoy Mechad, one time, Shadrinun Alei, Biyad Brei. He couldn't go himself, Marukva, he sent his son. Osi went there, the son went to Omalei. So the son said that he told me, Leitzarach, I don't need it any, I don't need the money. Omar, so Marukva asked the son, My Chazisa Chazoi, what did you see there? So the son said, Chazoi, I saw the Komazalf and Layayin Yoshin. They had so much wine, they were even sprinkling good Kishmaka wine on the floor. Omar, he said, Mafunke Kuli Hai, much for that person, such a big Mafunak, like he needs so much money, is Aifinu Bishadrinan Alei. He doubled the money, Rashi says. Kaflininu. Mashmi saw that much money wasn't enough for him. He was used to having so much, so he sent him twice as much money. Ki Konoch Navshei, when he was about to die, Marukva, Omar, he said like this, Aisile Chushbonin Itzdaka. Bring me my Cheshbin, my book, that I write down all how much stock I give away, how much money I have left to give tzedakah. Let me see the cheshbon of my tzedakah. Is Ashkach he found every ksiv bei shibas alfa dinri. There was another 7,000 dinri to give out for tzedakah. Sianki, from this place Sianki, Hashem Mokim. Is Omri said like this, Maruk with himself. Zavdoi klila. This is a very small reserve for Yochur Chikosai, and I have a long way to go. In other words, he felt he's dying now. He has to go to Shemayim. So he wanted to have more tzeid. He wanted to have more food that to take along with him. More tzeid l'derech. So So what he did was, Bizbezel Lepalgim Amoina, half of his money that he only gave away for tzedakah then. For the Gemara, how can you do like this? If somebody wants to give away tzedakah, he should not give more than a fifth of his property. So how come here he gave away half of his property? And with the Gemara, Hanimili, when can't he give away more than a fifth? Mechayim, when he's still alive and going to live longer. Shema Yorad Minachosav, because then he'll only become poor that way, and he'll have to come on to stock himself. So Kol Zaman, you're living and going to live, you have to keep the money for yourself, you can't give away more than a fifth. Al here, he was dying. So La'acha Misa Leslam Bo, when he's dying, you give all his money away. There's no shir to how much you can give away then. Fati Rababa have a tsairi zuze besudra. Rababa tsairi used to wrap around money in his sudra, in his scarf. Vishadle lachure sent throw it in back of, and throw the scarf in back of him. Humamtin have shayla ve'enai. And he would like let himself be found near the aniyim. Humatli enim ramoi. And he would check back to see if any ramoi, if phonies are taking the money. Kids, so that's the way he let the aniyim take his money, that they shouldn't be embarrassed as if he's giving it to them, but he made sure no phonies were there. Rav Chanina have yehu aniyya, they have a rogul ishdurile arba zuze, komali shabata. Rav Chanina used to send one poor person $400 every Shabbos. Yom echad, the one time shadrinan alei biyad veisua, he sent it by his wife. Is osai, so she came back, omla, she said, let's sorach, the guy said, I don't need it. So my chazah, so yes, his wife, what did you see there? Shama heard the every kamri law. But my atisot, I heard the way they asked this person, you thought he was poor. They asked this person, what do you want to eat today? What are you eating? He says, Batoli, they asked him, Batoli kesev or Batoli zov. Do you want to eat on golden silverware plates or on silver plates? Kids, the guy was a phony. He wasn't a poor person. He did not need the money. So Amr, he said, Heinel di Amr, Rabbi Lazar said, let's give a thank you to the phonies. Why? If not for them, we would get nafer, we would get punished every single day. Anytime Ganoni calls to Hashem, we don't help him out, we will get a big chet. But like this, that there are some phonies around, so we don't listen to every single one, our heter is, because some of them are phonies. So therefore, we have a heter release that we can give a teretz. We thought that guy's a phony, that's why we didn't listen to him. But if not for the phonies, it would be terrible. But every guy we see would have to give him as much as he wants.
Anybody hides his eyes from giving tzedakah, his kilu over avodas chachamim, it's like you're worshipping avodah zarah. Sivacha says the other pasuk, Yisham malacha, watch yourself. Pen yir davrim levavecha b'liyal. Uksivhasam yotzu anashim blei b'liyal. Mal al nabayis kechovim, av kan nabayis kechovim. Here also, we hold your eyes not to give stucco, it's like yoyvid avay yazara. Tana rabbonin, ha mesam es enod. If somebody makes himself look like he's blind. V'ya metzav es bitno, you make yourself look like you have a blown up stomach. V'ya mekafeya cheshukov, you make as if your thighs are shrunk. Before you die, these things would happen. It's not nice to play around and make yourself look like you're really lame and you're not. If somebody accepts tzedakah money and he doesn't need it, and he won't leave the world before he really needs it. He's only making a call upon himself that eventually he'll really need this money. Tananos, learn like this. If a person's an oni to collect leket, you can't have $200. Less than $200, you're called an oni. Now, what do you have to have to sell? So it says there, ain't mechayav noisel limcheres beis. We don't force him to sell his house, even though he has a big house. If he has nothing else, he's called an oni. We don't ask him to sell his house. If he has three tashmisha, the things that he needs to live with, also we don't ask him to sell it. Only other things have to be worth more than $200. For the gemara of a lawyer, is it true we don't ask him to sell these things? For a tanya, we learn like this. If a person that used to use golden kalim, as yishtamish b'kli kesef, we tell him, no, you have to sell it, and use only silver kalim. B'kli kesef, a guy is used to using silver plates, yishtamish b'kli nechashim, we tell him, sell it, don't say you're a poor person now, sell it, and use the money and only buy copper kalim. So you see, we do tell him to sell his klitash mishoy. Amar razvid l'kasha, ha v'mita v'shulchan ha v'ksos v'karas. The bed and the shulchan, they're true, we tell them to sell. but Kaisus of Koros is plates and dishes, we don't tell him to sell. But the more Maishina, Kaisus of Koros, how come it's plates and cups? The lay, we don't tell him to sell it. The Yomar Misili, he could say, like, I'm used to my own plates and cups, I can't take somebody else's. So therefore, we don't ask him to sell it. For the Gemara, if so, Mita v'shulchan ami, the same thing with a bed, and a table also nami, let him say, I'm used to my own bed, I can't take somebody else's bed. Or my le mekabli loy, I can't take it. Or my rova braid the rova, but my chrisha the kas pastaka true. The bed also he has the right to say, I'm used to my own bed, I can't sell it. That's what we tell him to sell, that it means machrisha, he has the plow of a silver or a golden plow. If that, you don't have to use a silver one. We tell you sell it and buy a cheaper one. We have Papa Lakasha. Khan Kurdim Shovel the Givui. Before Bezdin goes to collect money from him, at the beginning when if he says he's anoni now. So we ask him, what property do you have? Well, then we don't tell him to sell his Klitash Mishai. And if he's really an oni, he has a right to collect the leket. Let's say though he was a phony. He went and collected leket. And later we found out that really he had the money. So now Bezdin goes down and takes away the money from him. When Bezdin goes and takes it away from him, Kan liyachash yovel lidei gibui. After he stole the leket, and now Bezdin goes to him and takes away the money, and he doesn't have enough money, now the din is Bezdin has the right to sell his kritash mishoy also. So the Mishnah. Yesoima sheshiyasa ima. Or yesoima, she doesn't have a father, that her mother married her off. Or yachir else a brother. Midaita with her own dash. She agreed to do it. And they wrote her at the time a present to give her $100, or else $50. And Yecholi Mishatagda, when she gets older, she could say, she has the right to get, like really, the dinner is supposed to give her a tenth of the nechosim. So she has the right later to say, you didn't give me enough money when she comes older, and she has the right to collect more money. The father was alive when he married off the first daughter. Is Yinosan Lishniya Kaderish Nosan Lishoina. Now Bezdin has to give to the second one the same way the father gave to the first one. Because we saw how much money, how much a present the father wants to give, so we have to give this much money to the second one also. The Chom Maimim no. Pom Mishod, the money Vesher, a person changes. Sometimes he's poor, sometimes he's rich. Or Yashu Vyoni. We can't say since he gave the first time this amount of money, the second one gets the same present. You have to see when now how much property is left over, and according to the property, that's the way we give her the nechosim. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.